the practice of engaging. There are 12 interrelated aspects of effective engaging. Each aspect is informed by particular therapeutic practice elements. Where no therapeutic practice elements are identified, practice wisdom and expert consultation has been applied. 1. Proactive pre-service promotion. The engagement of eligible young people in youth AOD services can be maximised by ensuring that they have a clear understanding of what is offered by a service, how it is offered, and how it can be accessed. 2. Safe, welcoming, and inclusive environments. Young people have been shown to prefer attractive, youth-friendly spaces in accessible central locations. Overly clinical settings and cumbersome intake and assessment processes can be experienced by young people and families as impersonal and can act as a barrier to engagement. 3. A flexible and responsive approach. Practitioners and agencies with the capacity to shape their service response to the specific needs of young people and families have greater potential to engage them effectively. 4. Who you are and how you present matters. Effective youth AOD practitioners are able to position themselves alongside young people so as to better understand the complexity of their experience and the influence of risk and protective factors in their lives. In this sense, AOD practitioners become inside outsiders who demonstrate a respect and openness to working from where a young person is at. 5. Communication style. Clients need to trust in the integrity of both practitioner and agency for them to be open and honest about their experience. 6. Orientation and ground rules. Orientation underpins all efforts to engage young people. 7. A practical and useful response. An effective way to build a reputation as a reliable and credible source of support and assistance is to provide practical and useful responses to young people's most pressing needs. 8. Building a collaborative relationship. Building a collaborative relationship with the young person is in a sense the purpose of engaging. To do so, it is essential to work from where the young person is at and understand that they often come to services with preconceptions that influence their willingness to engage. 9. Energy and creativity. Services can become more accessible, engaging, and effective by recognising the energy, creativity, experience, and other strengths of young people and build in constructive youth participation. Services based only on identifying and fixing problems are likely to miss key opportunities to engage and retain clients, particularly those who are younger. 10. Provide meaningful incentives for engaging. Meaningful incentives for engagement can reinforce a young person's connection with the service and interest in participating. 11. Involve families and significant others. Where it is appropriate, family involvement has been found to enhance youth engagement in AOD treatment, primary healthcare, and prevention programs. Advocates of family involvement acknowledge that it may be difficult or unhelpful if family members are themselves involved in substance use or criminal activities. Also, some families may be unavailable or unwilling to participate. 12. Engaging clients under coercion. Many clients of youth AOD services first attend under coercion from either family members, guardians, statutory or otherwise, and/or the justice system. In fact, approximately one-third of clients in youth AOD services first attend under coercion from the justice system. While some of these young people may appreciate the opportunity to access AOD services, many will have no desire or motivation to change their AOD use, and practitioners are likely to encounter resistance. Considerations for different practice contexts when engaging. The modalities through which youth AOD practitioners engage young people and either deliver interventions or facilitate the delivery of interventions are clinic-based settings, outreach or casework, day programs, short-term residential units with a focus on respite and withdrawal, long-term residential services that provide supported accommodation and rehabilitation. Each of these modalities provides a context that shapes the process of engaging young people and families. Clinic-based settings are contained environments. The services and interventions delivered within clinical settings are generally consultation-based and involve counselling. In practice, this means each occasion of service involves young people and families attending for a short, defined period. This could be a single session or be repeated on a regular basis. While there might be time to build engagement over time, the foundations for engagement need to be laid in the first session and geared towards the client feeling motivated to come back for another. Also, the engaging will need to be done as part of formal contact, as there is very little unstructured time to bond with the young person or family in a clinical setting. Outreach is a vehicle for engagement with demonstrated effectiveness, particularly for those young people considered especially vulnerable and hard to reach. Through outreach, practitioners have the opportunity to be proactive in locating and connecting with young people and families in environments where they feel comfortable. Outreach also offers practitioners more scope for flexibility and creativity in devising suitable methods to engage young people and families. For example, offering to take a young person to an appointment or to participate in a mutually agreed activity. Day programs offer young people safe, contained, and often fun spaces in which to participate and access services. Day programs vary both in purpose and in the services and/or resources that are offered, but generally provide a blend of structured activities, direct care, and an opportunity for unstructured participation. This affords practitioners a range of opportunities to build rapport and engage with clients. As young people attend at their own discretion and in their own time, they are also more likely to be open to making a connection, as they have more control over the engagement process. Day programs can also provide a place for practitioners from other agencies to engage with young people. Residential services have young people residing with them 24 hours a day. This can both facilitate engagement and also act as a constraint. Further, these opportunities and constraints differ between short-term residential units with a focus on respite and withdrawal and longer-term residential rehabilitation services. In all residential services, the pre-admission period offers an opportunity to begin the process of engaging young people, their families, and other service providers that are involved in their care. Young people have decided to take up a residential option, are generally aware that the service needs to know how best to provide support and care for them during their placement. This affords practitioners in residential services more scope to be direct in gathering information about clients in the pre-admission and intake period. Assessment and information gathering may need to be handled more delicately and require more time in other settings. This means that residential practitioners very quickly gain a lot of information about a young person and their life circumstances. This, combined with the continuous 24-hour contact, means that practitioners should take care not to force or rush the process of engagement. Practitioners can take advantage of both the formal, structured programming, and informal, mealtimes, downtime at night, opportunities to engage young people. Practitioners in residential withdrawal services should also be mindful that each young person's stay is built around short-term goals. This highlights the need to facilitate young people's engagement with other helpful services and constructive relationships that will support them post the residential stay.